Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
Could you tell right away, how long did it take you to realize that this guy was the real deal?
Oh, he's a freak. You can just tell. And I think you always see that jump from that first to second year in a lot of guys, and you can definitely see it with him. I mean, just in this preseason this year, you know, obviously he was a young guy last year. I think a little couple injuries, but you can just see this year, man. He was really, you always got to check the recorder, Jim. I know. I checked it for you now. Don't worry.
Thank you.
But you can tell, man. He's got freakish ability, the way he can bend and turn the corner. And then he's, you know, I don't know how tall he is, long arms. It's insane.
Is there ever any conversation in a huddle where – like you might experience something that a guy does, like a guy like Garrett, a guy like Geno Atkins, you go back to the huddle and you just kind of go, guys are going like, whoa, man, you should have, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, sometimes that happens in football. You know, I'm, you know, taking some tough bull rushes to the face of a guy that you never underestimate his power, but you experience it firsthand. You're like, you know, dang, like, okay, you know, one of those things. But yeah, a lot of times it's just part of the nature of football. Everyone's got a little battle going on, and guys recognize that. So when a guy's got a tough battle, you do all you can to make sure you give the quarterback enough space on your side, kind of thing. So that's definitely a team kind of protection type thing.
And it's not just him, it's other guys. And Ben, I think we talked about this before the opener, where Ben was saying it might be the best defense you guys will face. And now it looks like maybe it is the best defense you guys have faced.
It's crazy. The turnovers they're forcing, the way they play together. I mean, they're a really, really good team. And I've said that from the get-go. I really have. And they got some talent. They got some serious talent. They're playing well together.
How much better are you guys, though, than you were going into the opener?
No, we'll find out. I think we're feeling pretty good, but all kind of the bye week is always interesting. You know, we got to get a big win, and we got to be able to stack some more wins, and not be complacent. That's the key to this.
That's a weird thing, because I hadn't even realized this too. But you guys coming out of the bye, for whatever reason, the last 5 years, I think you've only won once. Is there any? I mean, obviously, if there was a common thread, you could identify it. You do something about it.
It's always hard to put your finger on things like that, but maybe just realize that and put an extra motivator to guys to understand that, you know, we got to have some urgency, especially this point in the season.
How often when you guys play the Browns, mm-hmm, with Garrett,
yeah,
do they move him around more than we might think?
Yeah, I think he plays some of the three technique, and we've been watching. He's been playing a little bit more on the for the right tackle too, so they move him around. He's very active. He can rush really well, so why not? I mean, they expect a lot out of him.
How good is this guy? Because I know, I think I remember last year, it took you guys about, I don't know, maybe you saw it on film, but playing against him, you guys all came away the first time just really, really genuinely impressed.
He's really good, man. You can't say enough about him, the way he could bend the corner, the way you could tell that he's really into rushing and making plays out there. So he has all the athletic ability and all the physical ability to do it, and he's been trying to put it on display for him.
Can guys be overly aggressive? Like, if you're an offensive line, if you say the defensive guy maybe trying to do a little bit too much, can you take advantage of that, or is he that good where he already gets that part of the game?
Well, I mean, sometimes you can't be aggressive when D linemen are slanting and things like that. You kind of be on top of your game, knowing where the linebackers are placed at and if they're cheating down and things like that. But, I mean, guys like that, sometimes you gotta have the running back chip and you got to slide to him. Because he's really good, man. He's very athletic and can make plays.
And just overall, I know he's like, well, he's one of the main guy. They've got some other good guys too. How good is this defense? Because Ben was talking about it might be the best defense you'll see all year, and maybe so far it is.
Yeah, because they got a lot of high draft picks. They got a lot of talent over there. They're playing really, really well together. Greg Williams obviously is an established guy and has a really great defense. So we got to really hone in and lock in and see how things turn out this weekend.